From media giants to fast food chains, corporate icons in the United States are not quite as American as they used to be. Washington Post London Bureau Chief T.R. Reid says many well-known companies have gone Euro.
Amoco is owned by British Petroleum. Burger King is owned by a British company. Holiday Inn is owned by Six Continents, a British company. Britney Spears' record label is owned by Germans. Leo Burnett is owned by a French company. The Chicago Sun-Times is owned by a Brit. Snapple is Nestle. There's been this huge wave of European investment, and all these iconic American brands are now owned over here.
Well, how did this happen?
In the 90s, there was a huge, this just massive trillion-dollar wave of investment from rich Europeans into America. What's the reason? Well, I'd say this is a good thing for Americans. You know, they would rather invest in our economy than their own, and they had a lot of money. And America looked tempting, and they came in. But some people aren't as optimistic about it as I am.
No, and we got all upset when the Japanese were investing in a lot of U.S. properties. Why don't we care about the Europeans?
Do you remember that, Bob, when Sony bought Columbia Pictures and Newsweek runs a picture of the Statue of Liberty with kimono and the headline, Japan Invades America, and everybody was all upset about Rockefeller Center? You remember that?
Yes, I sure did.
And now, Europeans have spent 10 times as much on American brands and companies. There are at least 4 million Americans who work directly for Europeans every day. If you want to hear the naysayers, the people who think this is a problem, say, if you look at Europe, it's hard to fire anybody for a European company. So if a French company like Vivendi owns Universal Studios, for example, and they get in trouble, they can't lay off anybody back home in France. So the place they're going to start laying off is their hundreds of thousands of American workers. And therefore, the argument is this makes us in danger to vicissitudes of the European economy. I don't buy it, but you can see the fear.
Is anybody here buying anything over there?
Well, while I was thinking about this piece this morning, Bob, I stopped in at McDonald's and then I had a Starbucks coffee and walked past the Gap into the studio here. And I'm looking longingly at this. I'm either going to buy a Jaguar or an Aston Martin or a Volvo, and all three of them are owned by Ford Motor Company. So, yes, there's a lot of the reverse going on, too.
T.R. Reid is London Bureau Chief for The Washington Post.